And we have this book, 1 Samuel.
De mananan ti buktitse kya Samuel a foluen.
There's a second part, 2 Samuel, but it's the same Samuel.
Misi Samuel ana krumule izia de pa Samuel ana krayan resan.
And he kept an account of some of the history of Israel.
De izia de nandrayan tsura tan kaskani tataran sasanya tataran Israel.
And today we're going to read about Jonathan. Jonathan was the son of the king of Israel. And Israel, like most nations, went through good times and bad times. And at this time, Israel was not doing that well. Sitting around Israel were all these Philistines. They were the other people that didn't like Israel, and Israel didn't like them.
And
but it seemed like the Philistines were much stronger. There were more of them, there were far more soldiers, far better armed. So they actually occupied Israel. Israel was under their oppression. And they had subjugated Israel, they had put Israel down so that Israel had to come to them because they were in charge of the metal work. They'd taken away all of Israel's weapons. And they were charging Israel money to sharpen their tools, like their plows and other things. And only Saul, the king of Israel, and his son Jonathan had any weapons at all. Like a concession, they said to the king and his son, okay, you guys can keep your weapons.
And
so what happened was Saul found a nice tree with shade and he sat there. This is the king. And his nation is being held down. But maybe he still feels quite like a big man because he's got his sword.
He's
got people to feed him. But he's doing nothing. He's sitting back. And he's not helping at all. He's actually intimidated and he's weak. And he's put his eyes on all these Philistines and he's decided, well, I can't do anything about this. They're too big for us, they're too strong for us, that we can't change anything. But his son Jonathan, he had a different attitude. And so let's read from 1 Samuel 14. See what Jonathan does. We'll read from verse 1 to verse 16.
Teui Jonathan zanak Saul tam satuv ptundan fietin andei sika kene amni miaramilan filistina isaeri andaferi nevatsin laza tam drainiz ar Sauli nitueta tawan tsisin ni kibe tawambani azu apunga pendant ani migron ar nivahoaka teo aminy de tokony ho 100 lahy ary teo koa nisalotra efoda ahi Zanaki Ahituba, Ralani Ikabod, Zanaki Finehas, Zanaki Eli, Pisurn Jehovah, Tansil, Fatsi Fantatrinula, Falas Jonathan. Ary teo andaniro teo, teo antenatena ny adilalana, izay nitadiavan'i Jonatana kanesana, eo amin'ny miaramilan'ny Filistina dia nisy arambato kitsolo ny anaran'ny anankiray dia Bozeza ary ny anaran'ny anankiray kosa Sene. Ny iray amin'ireo arambato ireo dia nijoro avy teo andaniny avaratra manandrify any Mikmasy ary ny iray kosa nijoro avy teo atsimo manandrify any Gibea. Ary hoy Jonatana tamin'ny zatovo mpitondra ny fehidiny, andeha isika keny amin'ny miaramilan'ireo, tsy miforo ireo, angamba ombantsika Jehovah fa tsy misy mahasakana an'i Jehovah tsy hamonjy na amin'ny maro na amin'ny vitsy. Dia hoy kosa ny mpitondra ny fehidiny taminy, ataovy izay rehetra ao am-ponao mandrosoa ihany, indro anaraka anao aho araka ny sitraponao. Ary hoy Jonatana, indro androso amin'ireo olona ireo isika ka iseho aminy, ary raha hoy izy andraso mandra-pahatonga anay any aminareo dia hitoetra ao amin'izay hitoerantsika ihany isika ka tsy hiakatra eny aminy. Fa raha hoy kosa izy miekary ety aminay dia hiakatra isika fa efa natolotr' Jehovah eo an-tanantsika izy, ary izany no ho famantarana ho antsika. Dia niseho tamin'ny miaramilan'ny Filistinina izy ireo lahy, ary hoy ny Filistinina, indreo misy Hebreo mifongatra avy any an-davaka ny ereny. Ary ny miaramila namaly an'i Jonatana sy ny mpitondra ny fehidiny hoe mekary ety aminay dia anehoanay zavatra nareo. Ary hoy Jonatana tamin'ny mpitondra ny fehidiny, manaraha ay fa efa natolotr' Jehovah eo an-tanan'ny Israely izy. Ary Jonatana nananika nandady tongotra manontanana ary nanaraka azy ny mpitondra ny fehidiny. Dia lavy teo anatrehan'i Jonatana ny Filistinina, ary ny mpitondra ny fehidiny namony tao aoriany, ary tokony ho 20 lahy no maty ny aloha izay novonoiny Jonatana sy ny mpitondra ny fehidiny tao anatin'ny tany tokony ho antsasaky ny vavasa iray akery, ko nisy ovitra tao amin'ny tobony tany an-tsaha sy tamin'ny vahoaka rehetra, ary ny teo amin'ny miaramila sy ny mpandrava nangovitra koa, ary nioroory ny tany ka dia nampangovitana avy tamin'Andriamanitra. Ary ny mpitilin'ny Saoly ao Gibeany Benjamina dia nitazana ka indro ny ely ny vahoaka sady ny fanaritaka be ihany.
I love stories like this.
Tena tiako be mihitsy ny tantara ohatran'ity.
This is epic. You could make a movie out of this.
Tena azo anaovana tantara ohatran'ny hoe film mihitsy ny ohatran'izao.
I mean, it's more impressive than Die Hard with Bruce Willis.
Tena mahaliana be kokoa ilay izy noho ny amin'ny Die Hard sy Bruce Willis.
You know movies.
Nareo va mahafantatra film?
Anyway, don't spend too much time watching them.
Eny, aza dia mandany fotoana be loatra mijery an'ireny.
But this story is incredible.
Fa ity tantara ity tena mahatalanjona mihitsy.
That's true what happened here.
Tena marina ny zavatra nitranga teto.
Years ago.
Tao efa manontona ny lasa tany.
Jonathan was a real guy and he was sitting there and this happened.
I Jonatana dia te olona tena nisy io, ary dia tena ohatr'izao mihitsy ny zavatra nitranga.
And this morning I want to speak about the cost of change.
Ary amin'ity maraina ity aho dia te hiresaka mikasika ny hoe ny saran'ny fiovana.
And ask you a question.
Ary te anontany fanontaninanao aho.
Do you want to be respectable or do you want to be radical?
Ianao ve a te hoe tena hoe anao izay zavatra araka ny tokony ho izy a, sa ianao hoe mionona fotsiny amin'izao?
Because respectable says this is how it is, this is how it always was, this is how it always will be.
Satria ilay izay le hoe mionona fotsiny izay dia mety hatra efa ohatran'izao foana ny zavanisy a, dia ohatr'izao indray ny isy eo rehefa aveo a, dia ohatr'izao indray no hitranga rehefa aveo.
It says this is how the world works.
Ohatran'izao ny fiasan'izao tontolo izao.
You look at the situation.
Mijery ny zava-misy ianao.
You look around you.
Mijery manodidina anao ianao.
You see the world you live in.
Dia hitanao ilay tontolo iainanao.
And respectable says, what can I do?
Dia hoy izy ilay mionona fotsiny hoe kinona moa ny azoko atao e.
That's just how it works.
Ohatr'izao ihany ny fomba fiasan'io.
You go somewhere.
te mandea nam tornana na crea nou.
You face something in society.
Te mis zavata ce noi am tutu lui om mantid în fiaramun.
And you think to yourself, well, I can't change that.
Te uzis en as sanga afaka manuva niu.
It's just the way it is.
Wat son fumban e fot joyan fumban ren.
Some people put it like this.
Te wat son eton niu la sazan.
They say this is Madagascar, that's how it works here.
Ah, Madagascar tia otron fchangan savatra tia Madagascar.
But in that statement there is another statement.
Fa onatan saywe fanambarana tono say de fa mis fanambarana afala atono onatan say.
It says nothing will change.
We si savatra yuvsan.
And you see nothing will change if you have that attitude.
Kara said kun toetra wetno de tenatsi zavatra itrangat ku yo.
How long would Saul have sat there under the tree?
Afrina renun petran solto mbanyu has you eh?
600 men.
Nisilela enzat.
And he was the king.
Arizunu panzak.
Of his own little patch of shade.
Isa nu panzakanle alko kel misias yo.
But he wasn't going to change anything.
Aris de tsanu vaninina mints.
What makes Jonathan amazing?
Fana tungan Jonathan hoe tena mahalina?
Is that he came and he observed?
Tungiza tena ndink.
He looked.
Seris.
And he saw.
Tenait.
And he saw all of Israel under oppression.
Teitan Israel retareto omban mispaf fizalina mahazo azy.
And he said to himself, this is not supposed to be like this.
Deuzi tam tena ne tsitokony otran zon zava misy.
And he said I can do something about it.
Tozizwe afaka manao zavatra ny amin'ity zava-misy ity ako.
Why?
Nahoana?
Because he recognized he had a sword.
Satria hitany tsara hoe nanana an'le le fitaovam-pidiana izy.
Saul also had a sword.
Ity Saul koa nefa nanana fitaovam-pidiana.
But Saul did nothing.
Fa Saul tsy nanao ninina.
Jonathan?
Fa Jonathan
took initiative.
Nandray andraikitra izy.
He said perhaps the situation can change.
Ozy izy angamba mety iova ty zava-misy ty.
Now I want to put it to you that in life there are many times like this.
Saty ametraka an'le izy aminao eo amin'ny fiainatsika be da be ny fotoana tahaka an'izao zava-misy eto izao.
You'll look around you.
Mijery manodidina anao ianao.
You'll see children in the street begging.
Dia mahita ianao ankizy kely eny amoron-dalana mangataka.
And if you like Saul,
dia raha ohatra ny Saul ianao a,
you'll say, ah, you know, this is just how it is.
Dia hoy izy anao, koa efa izao ny zava-misiko.
Society just works like that.
Ohatra ny fiasan'ny fiarahamonina.
There's nothing I can do.
Tsisy ninina azoko atao.
But if you like Jonathan,
fa raha ohatra ny Jonathan kosa ianao a,
you'll say this is not supposed to be like this.
Dia hoy izy anao, tsy tokony ohatra ny zava-misy.
I can do something about this.
Afaka manao zavatra ny amin'izao zava-misy izao a.
Ah, but the odds are against you.
Ah, fan.
The situation is against you.
Ah, fan zava-misy nefa manohitra anao.
The enemy is many.
Mifahavalo be da be.
The problem is too big.
Ah, ny olana tena ngeza be mihitsy.
There's not very much you could do. You might have one sword.
Mety tsy misy zavatra betsaka azonao atao fa mety hoe manana fitaovam-pidiana iray fotsiny ianao.
Jonathan was different from Saul.
I Jonathan dia tena tsy mitovy tamin'ny Saul mihitsy.
Saul feared man.
I Saul natahotra olona.
He looked at the situation with his earthly eyes, just through natural eyesight.
Mijery ny zava-misy manodidina azy izy a, tamin'ny fomba fijerin'ny nofo fotsiny ihany a, no nijerevany azy.
And the thing that's characteristic here is that there's nothing in Saul's view of God.
Ary dia nizavatra hitantsika eto ihany koa tsy nisy tao amin'ny Saul tao tena hoe nahita an'Andriamanitra.
He only factored himself into the picture. He was only looking at himself.
Fa eto amin'ity sary eto ity dia ohatra ny mijery ny tenany fotsiny ihany izy.
And he never considered God in the equation.
Ary teo amin'ilay zava-nisy dia tsy neritreritra an'Andriamanitra mihitsy izy.
But Jonathan,
fa i Jonathan kosa,
he's totally different.
Tena tsy nitovy taminy mihitsy.
When you read more of the Bible, you discover that Jonathan was actually one of David's close friends.
Raha ohatra ianao mamaky ny Baiboly dia hitanao hoe i Jonathan io dia anankiray tamin'ny naman'ny Davida akaiky.
Later in life they were like best friends.
Taty orindrina kely zareo tena hoe zareo no tena mpinamana be.
And the Bible tells us David was a worshipper and a man after God's heart.
Ary aty orina milaza ny Baiboly hoe i Davida dia mpitery izy a, ary izy dia lehilahy araka ny fon'Andriamanitra.
And I think I know now why Jonathan and David were friends.
Tsara zao hoe meritreritra ako hoe inona ny antony nahatonga ny Davida sy Jonathan hoe mpinamana be.
Both of them considered God in their lives.
satria izy ireo lahy dia samy mamieritreritra an'Andriamanitra eo amin'ny fiainany.
They looked at the world.
Mijery an'izao tontolo izao izy.
And then they said, but God is here.
Dia avy eo izy miteny fa Andriamanitra eto.
God can do things.
Afaka manao zavatra Andriamanitra.
Greater things than any man can do.
Zavatra lehibe lavitra noho ny zavatra izay mety ho vitan'ny olona nizan'izy.
That was Jonathan's attitude.
Izay ny toetran'i Jonathan.
Because he says to his armor bearer, come.
Satria ho izy tamin'ilay mpitondra ny fiadiana hoe andao.
Let's go up to the Philistines.
Andao tsika hiakatra ho any amin'ny Filistina.
In this little narrow section we have to climb through, we can get up to this outpost and we can attack them.
Amin'ity lalana terikely ity afaka miakatra amin'ity tsika dia afaka miakatra eny amin'ny toerana hitany any tsika dia afaka manafika an'ireo.
Maybe there's 30 of them there.
Angamba mety hoe telopolo antamotra ireo ny teo.
But
kanefa
God is with us. Jonathan had a revelation of the covenant that God had made with Israel. Things stay the same until you get up and say, perhaps God can do something. God wants to do things.
Te anao zavatra Andriamanitra.
But many times we don't even attempt them.
Kanefa ny mazantsika tsy manandrana manao an'ilay izy.
Do you know what that is saying?
Fantatrinareo ve inona ny tenenin' izany?
It's saying, God, I think you're weak.
Dika an'izany dia ohatra miteny hoe izaho Andriamanitra mieritreritra ianao dia malemy.
I can't change the world.
Zatsy afaka manova an'izao tontolo izao.
I can't do good to the society I'm part of because I'm just one person.
Zatsy afaka manao zavatra tsara eto amin'ny fiarahamonina izay misy anahy satria izaho olona tokana ihany.
Now you're not insulting yourself.
Tsy hoe ianao akory hoe manompa ny tenanao amin'izay.
Because you are just one person.
Satria ianao tokoa dia tena olona tokana ihany.
So your estimation may be right in natural terms. You may say, I can't do anything.
Ka le fomba fieritreretanao izany raha natoraly fotsiny ihany dia tena ohatrany hoe mety tsy afaka manao inona tokoa ianao.
And I would say, that's true. You are miserable, pathetic, poor little person.
Dia mety afaka miteny tokoa indray tena mampalahelo be tokoa ianao ny amin'izay.
You don't have enough money.
Tsy manana vola ampy ianao.
Your army isn't strong enough, it's just you.
Ny tafikao tsy matanjaka satria ianao irery ihany.
So when you say I can't do anything, you're not insulting yourself.
Ka raha ohatra anao miteny hoe izaho tsy afaka manao ny eninona, tsy manompa ny tenanao ianao amin'izay.
But you're insulting God.
Fa ohatrany hoe manompa an'Andriamanitra amin'izany.
You're saying, God, you're no good.
Satria ianao ohatra miteny hoe Andriamanitra ianao nga tsara.
You're not able to do anything through my life.
Ianao tsy afaka manao ny eninona amin'ny alalako.
And that must change.
Design mila miova.
We must say, God, you can do anything with me.
Mila mitentsika Andriamanitra ianao afaka manao ninninina amin'ny alalako.
God can do anything through your life.
Afaka manao ninninina amin'ny alalan'ny fiainanao Andriamanitra.
God could change the whole world with you.
Afaka manova an'izao tontolo izao Andriamanitra amin'ny alalanao.
That's how big he is.
Ohatr'izany tena hoe alehibe azany.
In history there have been men like Jonathan.
Tao amin'ny tantara dia nisy olona tahaka an'i Jonathan.
And they've looked at a situation.
Dia nijery ny zava-misy izy.
And they've said, this is injustice.
Dia ozy izy antsirariny izao.
This is wrong.
Diso izao.
It shouldn't be like this.
Tsy tokony ohatrany izao.
Then they've gone to God and said, hey God, can we do something about this?
Dia nanantona an'Andriamanitra izy dia niteny Andriamanitra afaka manao zavatra ny amin'ity zavatra ity ve tsika.
And God said to them, yes.
Dia ozy izy Andriamanitra taminy hoe, yeah.
Why?
Nahoana?
Because God loves to say yes.
Satria Andriamanitra tena tiany mihitsy miteny hoe eny.
The Bible tells us his eyes are actually searching through the earth looking for someone whose heart is his.
Nozy izy ny Baiboly Andriamanitra dia tena mijery mihitsy mikatsaka mihitsy hoe mitazana hoe iza ny olona manana fo izay any aminy.
And why, Lord, are you looking for someone?
Tena hoana ary ianao any tompo no mitady olona.
The Bible says so that he can show himself strong on their behalf.
Dia ozy izy ny Baiboly hoe amin'izay izy afaka maneho an'ny tenany hoe matanjaka amin'ny alalany iny.
People have responded to the promptings of God and they have built schools, they have built orphanages, they have taken children off the streets, they have cared for the sick, they have made hospitals.
Misy olona tena fa namaly ny ohatrany hoe izay fanetsehana kely nataon'Andriamanitra tany am-pony dia nahavita zavatra goavana be, nahavita sekoly, nahatsangana fitaizana zazakamboty, naala ankizy avy eny amoron-dalana ho any amin'ny fitaizana zazakamboty.
They've changed the world.
Nanova an'ilay tontolo izy.
People have spoken up against child labor.
Misy olona mitsangana manohitra ny hoe ankizy kely ampiasaina.
As a Christian, they've said this is not right. And they've changed the society they live in. It would be impossible. But God does something. When someone says this battle is worth fighting. So Jonathan goes up with his armor bearer. And he says to his armor bearer, we'll call out to them and tell them we're here. And if they say, come up here, then we know God has given us the victory. But if they say, stay down there, we'll come down to you, then we'll just let them come down. The implication was this. If the Philistines were self-confident and complacent, they had just drop their guard.
We rahotra le Filistina mianina fotsiny eny a de ohatra nefa navelany fiambenany.
They were sitting there saying, "Oh, everything's secure, we're in control."
Mipetraka fotsiny eny izy de mitena, tsisy atahorana fa efa milamina daholo ny zavatra rehetra fa voafehy atsika io.
Then they would be arrogant and they would say to David, to Jonathan, come up here. And so Jonathan knew if they say, come up here, then God's given them to us because they're lazy and complacent. Those Philistines were so comfortable. They probably hadn't even put their armor on. Because they think they're in control of Israel. And so that's exactly what happened. They said, oh, come up here and we'll teach you a lesson. You can just see them sitting there leaning on a rock under a tree with a beer. He's overeaten, his belt's undone. And they think there's lots of us here, we're confident in ourselves. The guy said, come up here, and then he burped. And Jonathan said, God's given them to us. And he went up there and he demolished that camp. It wasn't just Jonathan, it was him and his armor bearer. Because when you go to attack the enemy, you go together, you go with friends. There's two roles you can take in the story. Either Jonathan or the armor bearer. What I'm suggesting to you is, in your life, you need to look at the situations around you. And realize that some of those walls that look so big and so strong can fall in an instant. Jericho's walls came down. Goliath fell.
Love.
David just had a sling and a stone, five stones. Jonathan had a sword and an armor bearer. But those massive obstacles were overcome by the power of God. So you can see a situation. Maybe it's something in your neighborhood that's wrong. But Maybe it's a man who's always abusive to everyone.
Na metwe ulaze metwe manararota ndetaret.
Your neighbor, maybe he drinks too much and you know he beats his wife.
Metwe ulampray munam na metwe sut peyes da vema munum faden.
You say no, I could never go there. But you could. You could pick up the sword God's given you. You could go and you could bring the gospel to that man. That man will never. But Jericho's walls came down and Goliath fell.
Rava e Goliath love.
Or maybe you see something else. There's too much rubbish in your street.
Namet maita zavate namet wa fen fak pen lala namakanem nou.
And the Holy Spirit says this does not glorify God.
Temetin fanai masnam tenena an zavatra transotsman mevunatra n'Andriamanitra.
You say no, but I'm just one guy. What can I do?
Temetitena sa zarer kuina ny azoko atao.
You can go, you can approach a few friends, you can say, let's clean up our neighborhood. Let's go and let's organize this. Let's take initiative. Let's do something. You can go past the child begging on the street. And you can say, thank God I've got no money. I don't have to do anything. Or you can say, what would you do if that was your child? Those aren't my children, but if they were my children, do you know what I would do? I would at least start by observing the situation and saying what needs to be done here. I wouldn't give them money. Why? Kim, you're so stingy and mean.
Kimma, eno zante na otra kahiatra pesat ratsetra.
No, not because of that.
Antswe san.
Because if you give them money, they're going to stay there. You're creating a job opportunity for them.
Satira romedo fulis ya te tsano otra ne manurna asa wanazi o eno.
They'll stay on the street where they find money.
Te tsano amurndala ne ofoni satria eno no itan ful.
No, if they were my children, I wouldn't give them money.
I'd ask
the question, what is the real solution?
I'd
go, I'd have a conversation, I'd say, where's your mom? Where's your dad? Why are they sending you out to beg?
I
would take them home. To wherever they sleep, and I would find their parents. And I would say, you must not send your children begging in the street. What can I do? Maybe you can find the parent, maybe you can point them in the direction of a job.
Or
you can do nothing. Like Saul.
You
see, it's lazy and it's an insult to what God is capable of when we just leave things as they are.
Itanareo tena otrane akamuna si otrane fitenenandratsy an'Andriamanitra amin'izay zavatra mety ho vitany a ny famelantsika ny toejavatra ijanona amin'izao fotsiny ihany.
So if you like Jonathan, you can take initiative yourself.
Or
secondly, you can be an armor bearer.
Na faroe, you know, le ptunda fedina.
And actually, I think most of us start out as armor bearers. Find someone else who's already doing something and blow wind in their sails. Add momentum to what they're
doing.
As a church, we want to do good in our community.
And
one day when we decide to go out there and do some good, then join in.
Then man dai zanzar.
Or maybe give.
Na man mez.
And then we will spend money on the poor and on things that are important for the society we're part of.
Ate ano zavata yo wan metwe wan le mant tsike na le savi sava mise wato tsike mant yo am tutul mise tsik.
Come to prayer meetings and pray for the nation.
Tungava ti am ftopi vavana tem fafavan firene.
That's part of being an armor bearer.
Sanya pan lewe lewe ptundra lev tova petin san.
No one person will do it all.
Si miswe ulla tukana yan manao an'le izy.
But you get behind someone who's doing it.
Faraota misule fa manao zavatra te maka nesa orina miaraka manao an'le izy.
You may be a young person.
Mete ulla mbola tanora enao.
Fresh out of school.
Mete vo vita fianarana.
Go find an orphanage and offer to help for nothing.
Mandeha na tatava ohatra fitaizana sasakamboty te manolora tena izana ampianareo maimay mpon.
Who's already caring for the children?
Izay efa mikarakara ny ankizy.
Go and help them.
Mandiana pusario.
You become an armor bearer.
Te am sefton zenoa lasa lay ptundra le ftova petin.
There are many things, many ways that we can actually advance the kingdom of God.
Beta pensa vatazo taoa, beta pen fomba tsika taoa anapina ampandrosoana ny fanjakan'Andriamanitra.
But we're going to have to look around us.
Fa isika neva mila mijery manodidina
antsika. We're going to have to ask the question, what is happening?
Etia mila mametraka fanontaniantsika inona ny zava-mitranga?
And what can God do here to change things?
Dia inona ny azon'Andriamanitra atao eto mba hanovana ny zava-misy?
What happened overnight?
Tsy hoe tonga dia tonga ho azy mandray alina fotsiny akory ilay izy.
Not going to instantly change the whole world.
Tsy hoe tonga dia hovahova eo ny eo izao tontolo izao.
But if you have the courageous attitude of Jonathan,
faraohatra anao ka manana ilay fietsika Jonathan tena vonona be iny,
and a big faith in a big God,
miaraka amin'ilay finoana ngeza be sy ilay Andriamanitra ngeza be,
you say, God, open my eyes, I want to do something for you in this world.
Dia mitenenao Andriamanitra, sokafy ny masoko, te hanao zavatra lehibe eto amin'ity tontolo ity ahako.
You know what God will do?
Dia hitanareo hoe inona ny zavatra ho ataon'Andriamanitra?
He'll surprise you.
Tena ataony taitra mihitsy nenao.
He'll say, I'll show you what I can do through your life.
Dia hiteny izy hoe hoasehoako anao ny zavatra azonao atao amin'ny alalan'ny fiainanao.
Let's pray.
Ndaotsika hivavaka.
Heavenly Father, Jonathan was a courageous man.
Ry Andriamanitra iray eo, I Jonathana dia lehilahy tena vonona nanana faherezana.
Because he wasn't willing to accept things just the way they were.
Satria izy dia tena vonona tsy hoe anaiky ny zava-misy araka ny maha izy azy eo fotsiny.
He didn't go to Saul and try and make Saul fight the fight. He went himself.
Tsy nandeha nakany amin'ny Saul izy dia niezaka niteny an'i Saul hoe mandana hiadio ilay ady fa izy mihitsy no nandeha.
Because he knew you could do something amazing.
Satria fantany tsara hoe ianao dia afaka manao zavatra mampitolagaga.
God, help us not to put our eyes on our parents and the past generation for the solution.
Andriamanitra dia ampiako izahay mba tsy hametraka ny masonay hijery andreo ray aman-dreninay na ireo taranaka izay efa lasa tany ho an'ny vahaolana.
Help us not to be passive and just leave everything as it is.
Dia ampio ihany koa izahay tsy hoe ho kamo sy malaina ka hametraka ny zavatra hijanona araka ny toe-javamisy eo fotsiny ihany.
But help us to look to you, Lord God.
Fa ampio izahay Andriamanitra tompo mba hijery anao.
And ask the question, what can God do in this situation?
Dia ametraka ny fanontaniana hoe inona no azon'Andriamanitra atao amin'izao zava-misy izao.
And then may we go out boldly.
Dia mba handeha ampahasahiana ihany koa ny izahay.
To do good in this world.
Mba hanao zavatra tsara eto amin'ity izao tontolo izao.
And bring glory to your name.
Ary hitondra voninahitra ho an'ny anaranao.
Amen.
Amen.